Hello, welcome to the Lately in PHP podcast. This is episode number 70. We are recording it a bit late in the month, but we are still in time. And as always, I have here with me Arthur Sossins. Hello, Arthur. How are you doing?
Hello. You know what I just noticed? That you have one monotone color wall behind you, so it would be cool to put some different effects behind you in some podcast, like explosions maybe.
What do you mean, like use some chroma key effect?
Yeah, like they do in movies. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's white. I'm not sure if it is the best color. Usually,
really? It doesn't look white.
Green or blue are best because there is less of the same tone in the other places, like probably in clothes and
true,
so on.
True.
Yes. Anyway, if you use green or blue, probably it wouldn't work well because of the elephant.
Okay. Yeah, we'll say elephant is part of the prop.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we are here to talk about PHP, and this month we have very interesting topics. I'm just going to mention them very quickly, so whoever is watching understands what is this about right from the beginning. So the first topic that we are going to cover here is about a proposal that is called null coalescing, but for assigning values. There is another proposal that was approved for null coalescing, but just for right-hand expressions. Another discussion that is going on is about probably an inconsistency that Nikita Popov found in PHP code, that if you have parameters in a constructor call, but the class that you are creating does not have a constructor, this code here is in the parameters not evaluated. And the idea is to somehow make it more consistent. Another proposal that is being discussed, actually this is a more formal RFC for something that was proposed, like I think in January, is to have multiple exception types being catched using exceptions. So if you have different types of exceptions, you can have multiple catch statements, one for each type of exception that you want to catch. Another topic is about allowing empty property names in classes. This is not usual, but since nowadays you can decode JSON objects, and the JSON objects can have properties with empty names, the idea is to support this in PHP, so those JSON objects work as well. The next topic that we're going to cover is about the spaceship operator, but this time applied to assignment statements. Then we talk about a more finalized proposal about having type properties, type hinting for class variables. This was already also discussed before, but there is an updated proposal that addresses some concerns, and it was presented recently. Another topic that we're going to cover is about the final result, about the vote for var deprecation, which was discussed on the last month, and now the results come out. Finally, we are going to talk about a story that is a bit sad. It's about an issue with the wife of Nate Abel, which was one of the core developers of PHP and Lithium, PHP Frameworks. She had an accident with her daughter that was caused by post-birth depression, which is a very particular problem. Nobody wants to have that problem. So now they are in court of trying to avoid that she goes to prison for something that certainly she didn't want to commit, but since it is a special condition that happens to women when after they have their kids, they are now looking for donations to help funding the costs of lawyers and the experts to so they can win their case in the court. Okay, so this is the list of topics that we are going to cover. And as usual, I didn't mention, but we are going to talk about the latest versions of PHP. Actually, in the last month, there are like two sets of releases for PHP 5.5, 5.6, and 7.0. Let me open the pages here, which is basically the same page, but all pointing to different sections.
Why there were double releases?
Because we were already recording a bit late.
Oh, okay.
But in the time...
This month we recorded early and now we're recording later.
Yes, I think that sums it up. So let me just share the screen here. As always, there is not really much to say about this. Just PHP 5.5 is in security bug fixes mode. So as you may see here, it's all security bugs fixes.
Yeah.
Many buffer overflows and some cases of vulnerabilities that are being addressed now. For PHP 5.6, there are also the same bug fixes, I mean security bug fixes, and then there are others. I don't see anything of very specific that is worth calling the attention. But as always, your duty is, if you are using these PHP versions, is to take a look closer and see if any of these bugs affect your code. And for PHP 7.0, there is 7.04 and 7.05. There is quite a bunch of bug fixes. I also did not find anything also worth calling the attention, but again, it's up to you to take a look and look at these problems and see what it can be affecting your code or not.
Mostly, as you can see, for example, the security fixes apply to all three versions, 5.5, 5.6, 7.0. Yeah. And they have different code bases. It means each fix needs to be applied three times. It's kind of great work they're doing there.
Sometimes they are actually fixing the same code, just in different branches of PHP development. So it's not so hard. But I know, for instance, the Linux distributions, sometimes they have specific PHP versions, and they have to backport these patches to the older versions that they are supporting in the older releases. And this is probably a big burden for them, but it's their job. Okay, now moving on to the next topic. This time we are going to comment about null coalescing. And null coalescing, as you may know, it is a feature that is already present in PHP, but this time the idea is to apply it to assignment statements. They have an example here. For instance, this is the regular new coalescing. You have some expression. You assign this value if it is null, it is not set. Otherwise, you assign this sort of default value. So the idea is to make this more compact and make it like this. So if this value is null, it will assign this default value. And there will be this new operator that represents the new coalescing assignment. I don't know if this would have very widely disseminated use, but I can see the use cases. Artus, yeah. What do you think? Do you think you would use this a lot? You mentioned something about JavaScript, right?
You will laugh about me, but I actually did not know about such operator in PHP.
I think it was recently. Was it for PHP 7? I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay, maybe, but that's kind of great because, yeah, for example, as JavaScript, we use OR operator for such purpose, and the downside is it validates to bool values, so you can't have false value as the first one and stuff like that. But having such coalescent operator with assignment is actually great because, yeah, you usually have long data instructions to which to check, so it narrows it the code that you write even more. So I would wish that JavaScript had something like that.
Yes, it is interesting. At the same time, if you are not familiar with these new operators, your core, once you read about them, they will probably look like it's something very cryptographic.
Yeah. So what are you doing here? What's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's remove those question marks and leave just assignment of value, right?
Right. Okay, this is something that is being proposed.
I think they were already voted for it.
Oh, exactly. I was just checking that, and since there was not many doubts about it,
we will have it in next PHP version.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I stopped the screen sharing. So moving on to the next topic, there is a discussion here that I found it surprising because it is a use case that I think almost nobody deals with, which is something that Nikita Popov found out, that if you have created an object and pass some parameters to the constructor, but the class does not have a constructor, the parameters will not be evaluated. Well, this is weird, but at the same time, I think, when are you going to pass parameters to a constructor for a class that does not have a constructor?
If you don't have the access to the class, it's somewhere inside, it's not your class, you're just using it, and you're providing some kind of function call that accepts some parameters, does something internal, changes some states and returns value that you want to pass to the class, and don't care if class accepts it or not, then if class don't have the constructor, it would not execute that function at all. So that can be kind of confusing, especially if you expect this function to be executed. But for some reason, I never did anything like that in PHP. I usually do such things in JavaScript, but not in PHP. I don't know why.
Yeah, because, well, personally, I'm not a fan of constructors. Nothing against them. It's just that usually I use a separate function to initialize the object, because that function may fail for some reason. And if it fails, I can just simply return a boolean, true or false, and then check some class variables. If I use the constructor, I believe it will not, it will just return the object, not necessarily a condition of success of something done in the constructor. But for those using constructors, passing parameters, they probably did not think about this case, because they would only call the constructor function if it is supposed to get some parameters. But okay, I understand that may be a rare situation that may happen. He also mentions that HHVM does not implement the new operator in this way. They always evaluate arguments, so there is some inconsistency. Maybe this is something that should be specified in the language specification document that some core developers are working on. Okay. Now moving on to another topic, which is basically something that we already covered in the past, but this time there is a more formalized RFC. This is an RFC for catching multiple exceptions, multiple types of exceptions. So if you have some exception code, like you can see here, and that code could catch different types of exceptions, it would execute different catch code statements depending on that section that you
depending on exception type.
Exactly. Sorry, that's what I meant. So I think this makes sense. What I wonder is, what is the default case? Would it be exception?
The last one. Or final,
Let's say that the exception is not any of these types. Would it not catch the exception, or just default to the exception? Let's say it's a subclass of exception.
I don't know exactly what would do in that case. Yeah. Probably you should always catch exception in the end.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this is something that is being proposed now. There is this proposal for PHP 7.1, but is not yet in voting. I believe they are still discussing it. And okay, this is interesting. I think it makes sense. So moving on to another discussion, which is a bit surprising, I think, but at the same time it makes sense once you understand the context. This is the case of allowing empty property names, like for instance, when you want to assign a variable of the class that has an empty name. You would do it like this, but currently PHP does not allow it, because properties must have their names. So why was this brought up? Because nowadays, since many PHP applications decode JSON objects, and JSON objects can have empty property names. If you try to decode the one as those objects, I think it will throw some exception of a fatal error or something.
No. It would provide an empty with underscores from each side, rather than really? Being an empty string. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm reading it here. All right. And this doesn't make sense because
it would not convert back to JSON in the same way.
Yeah. So this is interesting. So there is a pull request to implement this feature properly, but at the same time, I wonder if it would be possible to declare a variable in a class that is as an empty name. I guess that is not the purpose of this proposal.
You mean the class property is empty named?
Yeah. Well, how do you declare them in a class? This is just an assignment done at runtime, I mean, after the object is created.
So you mean some relational mapping from JSON would still have this issue?
No, it's not important. I mean, like, what if you want to declare a class with a empty variable? See what I mean?
Yes, I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Because if you want to create a JSON object with an empty property, you just would do this. You create an object std class, which is a
generic. Or an array probably too.
Yes, an associative array. Right. But if you want to declare in a real class, I don't think you can. Or at least it's not the scope of this proposal. Okay, it's just an interesting discussion. So moving on to the next proposal. This is about the spaceship operator. It seems this has been announced as a great feature of PHP 7, but it is not that useful. The spaceship operator, which is this sequence of characters. They call it because it looks like a spaceship. If you have it here, this expression A spaceship B, this will return like 1 if A is higher than B, minus 1 if A is less than B, and 0 if A equals to B. So the new proposal is to make to have this expression of A equal to A spaceship B, but expressed in a more compact way. Oh. This is interesting, but it is an even rare case that you probably use.
Yeah, I think Nikita Popov basically proposed this, as he says, for consistency, because all operators have such assignment operators too, but these ones don't. But yeah, I actually don't see a really use case here, because I can't imagine a case where you would want to change a value when you are already comparing A. You probably want to preserve it for some reason and store the result in some other variable, not in the same A variable, but that's just technicality. Yeah. For consistency, maybe they would need it, but I don't see a use case really for this.
Yes, well, what I see is that the spaceship operator was used for callback functions to array sorting, because that's what they need. They need to compare two values in the array and return 1, minus 1, or 0, depending on whether which one is higher.
In JavaScript, they just do subtraction. So it returns negative value, zero, or positive value. And that's all.
Yes, and I think that would work as well. So I don't even know why this spaceship operated. It was that so important. It seems people want to have new things, just justifying to type less. Okay. So moving on to another topic, which is also something that is being more formalized, more, I would say, matured, because there is already a proposal to have type properties, which is basically type hinting for class variables. So PHP 7 introduced type hinting for classes, functions, and return values. Now the idea is to make it more complete for class properties. So basically, here is the proposal again, and I was trying to figure what were the improvements. Usually these are described in at the bottom. So this is the history of changes. Well, I think it is to get more detail about what is being proposed, and then that is it, I think. Anyway, I think this is a good idea, as I mentioned before, which is to make it more consistent, PHP 7 more consistent. But I think this is only go to PHP 7.0 because this is a 7.1 because this is a new proposal. Okay. So moving on to another topic, which is to talk about a proposal that was presented the last month, but this time there was a vote and the results come out. Basically, the vote stated that the proposal to deprecate var on PHP 7.1 and remove it in PHP 8.0 had more votes for it, 31 against 23, but since the proposal required 2/3 to be approved, it ended up being declined, at least for now, because I suspect this kind of proposals, they come and go. Probably there will be other proposals for the same thing, but considering some things that were reason for objections. Although I'm not sure if this happened now, because most people that were against, they basically said that deprecation will not add anything to the language, just probably annoy people that have legacy code that use var instead public, because they would have to also maintain that code. It's not a big deal, but it's some additional work to replace var with public. Okay, are you saying something?
Yeah, well, and they are kind of right, since it's if it's not dragging anything behind, lots of coders or something like that, that maintainers need to handle this, it will break a lot of code. But actually the result was I'd say better than I thought, that quite a lot of users agreed to deprecate it. So I think a little more time will pass and the majority will decide to deprecate it eventually. Yeah.
I think what they mean is that if you use var, your code looks old. And it doesn't mean that does not work, but I think people want to see PHP code with a different face when it is for newer PHP versions, as almost as if it was a new language, which sometimes it looks like that. And other than that, one thing that I wanted to comment is that if you are going to deprecate var, why not deprecate function? I mean, var and function came from PHP 3 from the beginning. They were supposed to be keywords to identify what is a variable and what is a function, but they are sort of redundant because a variable declaration needs to have the dollar sign, and the function declaration must have brackets. So
I'm not trying to imagine a case why function wouldn't be needed, but I can't from the top of my head. So maybe you're right.
Well, what they mean is that if you are going to replace var with public, you might as well replace function with public.
You need function for closures, for anonymous functions.
No, I mean in class declarations.
Oh, okay. Yeah, true.
So, to be consistent, I think it would have to deprecate both. But anyway, since the proposal was declined mostly because it would not add anything useful to the language and will probably only annoy people that have to maintain older code, I guess this was declined for now. Okay, so now moving on to a topic that it's not really about code, it's really about the story of a PHP developer and his family. Actually, I posted this article to help Nate Avell, which was one of the core developers of Cake PHP and the Lichen PHP frameworks, to seek more funds to a campaign that he's making to help his family. So basically, what happened, and I do not know all the details, I only know what he published, is that there was an accident due to his wife suffering from post-birth depression, which is basically a condition that may happen to women after they give birth. And she had an accident with their daughter. And the United States Justice decided to prosecute her, and she may face prison for a long period, which would be very, very bad, because right now when she needs to take care of their children, they are very small, she would go to prison. That would be very bad. These things happen, and not with every woman that gives birth, but sometimes it happens. And so now they are in court seeking to be absolved for this. They need to pay lawyers and experts that testify in favor of them, so they can go. She avoids prison, and this is a very touching case, because this could happen to any woman that has their kids, and. In the case of them, the Nate Avell is one of the core developers of Cake PHP, and if you remember when Cake PHP was released, everybody was talking about Ruby on Rails this, Ruby on Rails is great, and everybody should move to Ruby to use Ruby on Rails. And CakePHP came to somehow demonstrate that what Ruby on Rails does in Ruby can be done in PHP. And I'm not saying that PHP is the best framework or anything like that. I'm just saying that it helped to start a movement that from then on, many PHP frameworks appeared. And I think PHP was important because of that. And Nate Abel was one of the people that pushed PHP as one of the core developers. So in this difficult moment for his family, I believe that it would be nice if the PHP community sort of payback for his contributions, making a small donation. You can just go here to the donation page. They have a goal of $40,000. They have already made 21,000. That's still quite a good bunch of money to go. And I believe that if each developer could somehow contribute with even a small amount of money, it would be helpful. Arthurs, you also had kids. You had one kid recently. I hope your wife did not suffer from any depression.
No, yeah, there are no problems. It's all okay.
Yes, I also had one kid. Well, not recently, but fortunately, the mother also did not have any, well, if she felt a bit depressed because of, it's a lot of new things, especially on the first kid, and you get stressed because you need to do many things and sometimes you do not get the necessary help. Not necessarily that you get serious consequences of getting somewhat depressed. And so if you had your own kids and your wife did not have any problems, good for you. But sometimes these cases happen. And certainly Nate's wife, Nicole, did not mean to cause any accident because it's a particular situation that nobody wants to go through.
Yeah, it could not only could happen in depression, it just can happen due to sleep deprivation and lots of factors. And I think that probably child services in US are much more aggressive than they are here or in other countries.
Well, there is one factor that got my attention, which is that over there they have private prisons. I mean, they are private companies that explore the prisons. And well, at least over here in Brazil, I'm not saying it is the case because I have no idea. I don't know the US reality. But over here in Brazil, there are some people that are against private prisons, because they claim that in the places that they were implementing, all of a sudden people are going to jail for very little things.
Yeah, true.
Because the more prisoners those private prisons have, the higher profit the owners of the prisons get. So, well, I'm not saying that is the case. I have no idea. I'm just stating that this is the argument from people that are against private prisons. And I think over here somewhere Nate mentions that the private prisons are really tough for people. I don't know what happens inside. It seems that there is only one private prison over there where she would go, and but although she was released on a bail of paying $10,000, which was a very high bail, I think. Well, anyway, the idea is just to encourage all PHP developers that can help send their donations, and hopefully the peace in their families will be restored, and their kids get the support that they deserve, especially now that they are very small. Hello, now we are going to comment about the Innovation Award nominees and winners, starting precisely from the JS classes, JavaScript nominees. Let me share the screen here. Okay, where is the button? Okay, this is one. So in January, we only had two nominees, so they were voted on February, and on March results come out, so now we can comment about them already. Archer, which ones would you like to comment?
Yeah, so I will comment about simple JavaScript tabs, package developed by Pravin Sonavane from India. And basically, it is a simple JS component that provides a tab functionality by replacing a content when tab is switched. I think, yeah, we can also see an example here. So we set a specific tab and use a data parameter, that data attribute, to provide a tab to which we want to switch and change its title. So yeah, as I said, it's quite simple, and it's probably innovative because it's the first in such type in this site, right?
Yeah, so it's quite simple, not something that as we have already seen, but the idea here is to have just a few tabs and a simple way to switch the content. Yeah, although this is very common, even the JS classes site uses something like that for the package pages. This object makes it more generalized, and for that it is nominated because there were no other being submitted before. And on my behalf, yes?
And yeah, I just want to say that Pravin got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly for this package.
Okay, that's true. That's nice, a nice prize. So on my behalf, I also would like to comment on another package, this one from Farhad Adam Rahim from Bangladesh. And he sent package called Radiogram.js, and it lets you have those multiple single choice user interfaces to pick from a certain option defined in HTML, and it automatically creates radio inputs and associates with the HTML blocks that will be available to others, to the users, I mean. And for this, Farhadun did not pick a prize because I contacted him and did not reply. And, well, if he's listening, please contact so you get the prize that you asked. So, this is just the nominees of January. We don't know many, but we are going to move on to the winners of 2016 so far. It already takes in account the winners of February. this ranking. And in first place, there is Stefan Scheppmann and Andras Toth with 3 points, one package. Then Pravin Sona, one package and 2 points. Then Mark Rolich, one package, 1 point, tied with Faradun Rahim from Bangladesh with one package and 1 point. And by country, we have so far Australia, Hungary tied with one package and 3 points. India in third place with one package and 2 points. Armenia with one package and 1 point. Bangladesh, one package and 1 point, also in fourth place. So this is for the JavaScript Innovation Award. For the PHP Innovation Award, in January, we had like 14 nominees. Let me share the screen here. Okay, this is the right one, but I should increase the font. So, from these 14, Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
The first one and the most interesting that I thought of all of them is a Pixpeak package by Miguel from Venezuela. And what it does, it basically takes an image and redraws it with 1 pixel size div tags with the same color to recreate pixels. And thus it basically draws an image with div tags. Why? You would ask, well, for example, if images are blocked for somewhere, you could draw it this way through div tags, or if you want to prevent others from tracking something through images, again, you just recreate the image or something like that. But I just had to try it out to see how it looks like, so I uploaded it to my server, and let me just maybe try to increase a bit. Yeah. And as you see, basically here this image is drawn with these div elements. You can see the title of the pixels. That's a lot of pixels. I tried to inspect it with a developer tools, and my Chrome hanged because of too many divs. But as you see, you can also apply some kind of effects and cut off or like do the masking. Yeah. To the images, and the quest can also extract palette colors, basically all available colors that were in this image as an array also for you to use. Yeah, so that's why I thought it was quite interesting.
It is actually unusual. It's probably very heavy to have all those divs for even small pictures that have many pixels, so it's probably very intensive for the browsers.
Yes, it is. I don't feel it for such small images. For larger images, for older browsers, probably would make it unbearable to wait to load. But at least it's loaded, and that's all. If it would be also animated or something, then it would be a problem. But yeah. Still, it's a really interesting idea. That's why I love this package a lot. And Miguel got one ebook of choice by PACT for this package. And the second package I wanted to mention is a Traffic Jam package developed by Dave Smith from the United States. And what this package does is basically it blocks requests based on, as it says, access speed, but I would rather say on access frequency. So if someone, for example, a bot who is scraping your website, accesses more than a given amount requests per second, then it will be blocked for a specified period of time. So it's kind of security measure, and your server manages better your server efficiency without allowing someone to scrape your website too much to cause a disruption in the service. That's why I thought the package also is great, and they've got one downloadable copy of PHP ED Professional for this package. Other packages I wanted to mention are PHP proxy server, developed by Yusuf Syed from Pakistan, and basically, as it says in the name, it provides a proxy server. Basically, you send HTTP request to this server, and it listens to the TCP port on which HTTP requests are received. It's usually 80 port, and forwards them to other servers. So it works as a proxy, so you could hide your data, identity, or hide where you are from, country, and stuff. And basically, yeah, that's what it does. And Yusuf got one available copy of Komodo ID for this package.
That's a very interesting package. Many people vote on it and appreciate it because
it's really useful. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It maybe can serve as a workaround for some blocks that exist on some countries, so they could use it as a proxy. Work around those blocks if you put it running on some server in a different country. So,
sure.
So I'm going to move on with a few packages that I want to comment. Starting talking about security, there is an interesting package that this is a sort of a preview of the future. It's called Alight, I'm not sure what is the right pronunciation. And this one is developed by Scott Arsiewski. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right, but he is a well-known security expert. He has been very active. We actually commented about many proposals that he sent to the PHP core in the latest times. And most of them are related with security. And he submitted a very interesting package that is implementing something that is proposed for PHP 7.1, but it can already work in the current PHP version. And it's basically...
Which was like a PDO for encryption?
I'm not sure if that is the idea. Basically, is to provide the features of libsodium, which is currently a PACL extension, except that this is done with the current PHP functions. And I mean, sorry, it's done around the PACL libsodium extension. And so it works now. You don't need to wait for PHP 7.1. So this package is, as I said, from Scott Arsiewski from the United States. It did not pick a prize. Actually, I contacted him, but since I did not get a response, maybe it's not interested in the prize, it's more interested in making good contributions, which is also great. So the next package that I wanted to comment is this one called PHP MAC address vendor lookup by Sami Massoud from Egypt. And what this package does is to use a web service to look up the a given MAC address and identify the vendor of that MAC address, so can identify eventually the type of device and the company, so you can see what is behind that device that is using that MAC address. So this is interesting. Talking about the Innovation Award rankings for 2016, this already includes the nominees of February. In first place, there is David Smith with a 4 packets and 32 points. Second place, Sabin CB, with 1 packet and 14 points. You then tied with him is Yusad Said with 1 packet and 14 points. Sabin is from India, and Yusuf from Pakistan. In fourth place is Isaac Trenado from Mexico with 1 packet and 13 points. Fifth place, there are several authors tied. Vichy Saev from India with 1 package and 12 points. Then Jeremy Obugomu from Nigeria. Ragman Akpast from Iran. Johnny Mast from Netherlands. Istan Dobrente from Hungary. And Tony El Requena from Spain. So all these are tied with 1 package and 12 points. Fork as countries, by countries, as you may see here, United States is leading with 8 packages and 51 points. Then followed by India with 2 packages and 26 points. Then Pakistan, 2 packages and 24 points. In fourth place, Venezuela with 3 packages and 21 points. Mexico with 2 packages and 18 points. Nigeria with 2 packages and 15 points. And then Iran, 1 package and 12 points, tied with Hungary, Netherlands, and Spain. Okay, with this, we practically ended this podcast. I'd like to thank you, Arthur, once more for coming. And don't forget to contribute to the donation campaign of Nate Abel and his wife, Nicole. Let's all be have expressed solidarity with them. So on my behalf, that is all for now. Bye.
Bye.